Now, where does the personality come from? It comes from pain, emotional pain. While you were gaining experience, you unwittingly gathered pain. You accumulated it bit by bit as an infant, teenager, and adult. Every time you felt hurt by others, or you failed to get what you wanted, a pained emotion arose and stuck to the one before it. Imperceptibly, a ball of past pain grew inside you. Out of that pain arose the personality, the person you are not. You are love, remember. This pained person's name is fear, an anxious, frightened awareness of the world, a negativity of perception, the terror of being hurt again, pained in the present as in the past. The trick is, you don't realize the pain is there, or that the pain is as intelligent as you are. You don't realize it's speaking and acting through you much of the time, looking for security, to be liked, loved, accepted. It sees the present through the past. It projects its pain onto present events, rendering them painful when they are not. It automatically spoils the good. Here's an example. When you're making love, the fearing personality, looking for comfort to assuage its pain, will often rise up to join in the pleasure. Instantly, a shadow, in the form of a reservation, stiffness, or wrong word, comes into the good, and the feeling of good vanishes or is ruined. Have you experienced this? The same thing happens just enjoying someone's company. Have you ever been having a pleasant conversation, and one wrong word suddenly spoils or puts an end to the harmony of the situation? That's the personality butting in. Have you been suddenly hurt by what someone says? Didn't it spoil your contentment in the present, by making you relate immediately to the pain of some criticism or abuse in the past? Do you see how you put the past on the present? As I said before, nature has its own perfect way of eliminating the pain that gives rise to the personality. And this explains why there's no personality in nature, and no problems. The first pain in existence is the pain of being born. There you were, like all the other baby mammals, snug in your mother's womb, immersed in a constant fluid warmth of love that supplied everything effortlessly. No need to breathe, to eat, to keep warm, to cry for what you wanted. Then suddenly you were ejected into a world of separation, a strange new place where there was pain and contraction of cold, distance, interruption, hunger, and the relentless need to breathe and communicate by sound. An enormous, traumatizing shock. But in the face of this apparent disaster, Mother Nature as usual took over. Just as it had looked after you inside the womb, it now provided for you from inside your own psyche. Into the shocked vacuum created by your being born into a different time and space, nature released a shot of unconditioned psychic plasma. This energetic substance you now call emotion. But at that stage it was the substance of unconditioned love, timeless love. Its function was to temporarily cushion the organism against the shocking interruption of its accustomed flow of time. For in the first moments of shock, as you know from your adult experience, time literally ceases. At birth, without this bridging inflow of love, it would mean death. But love fills the gap by providing an emergency sense of comfort, warmth, or continuity. This enables you to go on, although the first impulse after the acute shock of loss is to feel you can't continue.